We praise my Lord through Sister Moon and Sister Star.
Sister Moon and Sister Star.
In the sky you formed them lovely and fair they are.
Formed them lovely and fair they are.
I hope you're well as I begin to share this little time with you. I'm thinking of you as I sit here. And I'm in a chilly and breezy place, but not as cold as I often am if I were to sit outside tonight at the mountain. I'm not at Mount Irenaeus. This is Dan Riley, your brother from there in the community that lives with great blessings at Mount Irenaeus, often because of your kindness to us, your goodness and prayers, and the ways in which we all link with each other, how we are part of the web of life, how you and I even, or maybe especially right now in this very moment, are one. I'm in New Mexico, and I'm blessed to be at a wonderful conference here with Kevin from the mountain and Brother Joe and other friends, and meeting actually almost 1,000 people in this setting with Father Richard Rohr and Bill Plotkin, who's an exceptional teacher. But the earth is teaching us, and each day in the middle of conferences, they're inviting us to go outdoors and, without detailing it, give us simple practices. And you might listen to that word as I do now, a practice, not so much a lesson, but something to do, a way of engaging or being engaged, trying it out, learning from it, maybe even learning something that will stay with us. Jesus is often that way with us. In fact, as he walked with people in his time, I think they were practicing. One of the practices, the simple one, was, who are you? And he said, come and see. And so the first practice really is to walk with people, to walk with Jesus, the God of your understanding, the God who is being revealed right now, revealed. The veil is being drawn back, and all of a sudden, something is there. And the practice is to be with that. The mystery that's revealing itself in the simple moment you are in. I sit on a patio, but I've been walking by the Rio Grande. I've been down there. I picked up some stones this afternoon. I've been sitting on the grass here. I had a tree talk to me. Now, that sounds strange maybe to you, but it's less and less strange in my life as I practice what Bonaventure would invite us to. St. Bonaventure and many of the great holy women and men of time said, you know, when you're indoors too much, go outdoors. When you're confined by anything, be liberated by the creation, the natural world, the what's growing around you. Even if you are in a colder clime, as I often am, step outside right now. Or if you're in your car and you could risk it, if you're somewhere where you can do it, lower your window a bit. Feel the air coming on your face. Know there's a world around us. Even more. Well, no, that's not a helpful thing to say. Bigger than? Well, it is. But in breaking on us right now in a very special way. Jesus also says, as we walk with him in the scriptures recently read, and many of our churches would hear him say to us, you know what? Just don't hide your light under a bushel basket. But put it out there for others to see. As I close this little meditation, I'm looking at solar lights that light up this lawn because they're thoughtful at this hotel. And here in New Mexico, there is a lot of light, but in the Northeast, there seems not to be. And maybe that's the reason why you and I need to be light, or not need to be, but are right now. Maybe that's our practice. Maybe it's right now to hear Jesus say, come and see, and by the way, you're really light. I also see a wonderful fire here burning, and we've gathered around it before, and others will later tonight. So I'd say, as you lower the window in your house or in your car, as you feel the sense of nature, as St. Bonaventure would say, would teach us, and as Jesus does, follow. Come and see tonight what the Lord is saying about your heart and your own life. Unfortunately, many of our systems have set us up to think there's one more thing we need before we can give ourselves to others. One more thing I've got to get before I have the worth or value to be someone beside me. Tonight, my friends, as I sit in the darkness of New Mexico, but with these solar lights around me, you are light for me because you're willing to listen to this reflection and live in your world practicing, as I try to do as well. This is Dan Riley, and I treasure you so much, and your mountain community does. And I'd say live into your day, live into your night, just try it out. Come and see how you are light, and God is in your heart. And together we are light for a new age and a new time. Not new age stuff. The new day we're in. The new moment we're in now. As we often do, breathe deeply of this new life. And turn to the people around you and invite them to come and see as well. Invite them to come and see the night light. The light for the night of the world we're in today. Peace, my friend. Be light. Be light.
And all of the praise be yours to brothers, wind and air.
Yours to brothers, wind and air.
And all the weathers, would you give us both foul and fair?
Would you give us both foul and fair?
Be praised, my Lord, for Sister Water so lowly.
Sister Water so lowly.
She is very chaste and useful and holy.
Chaste and useful and holy.
Be praised, my Lord, through Brother Fire, our light at night.
Brother Fire, our light at night.
He is beautiful, very mighty and strong and bright.
Very mighty and strong and bright.
Come and praise the Lord.
Come and praise the Lord.
Come and bless the Lord.
Come and bless the Lord.
Won't you serve the Lord?
Won't you serve the Lord?
In humility.
In humility.
Be praised, my Lord, through Sister Earth, our mother.
Sister Earth, our mother.